fellow royal lovers, and welcome to Royally Us. I'm Christina, that's Molly. Molly, welcome to another week of royal news, interviews, and a lot more.
They are keeping us on our toes this week, for sure.
They really are. But before we get started, we have a little Royally Us announcement. I'm so sad to say, but this week is our last week that Molly is going to be our co-host. Molly, I'm so sad.
I know. I am really sad too, but I have to, you know, take some time to focus on my podcast, which is called Space Trash, if anyone wants to follow me over there. But yeah, it's really sad. This is going to be my last time recapping all the news with you.
I know, but we've had quite the run. It's been what, a year and a half, and it has been an absolute pleasure every single step of the way. So I wish you nothing but luck with the podcast, and you definitely have to come back and lend us your royal expertise.
Oh, I definitely will. I remember the first time I was a guest on this show, it was to talk about Kristen Stewart playing Princess Diana. So, you know, it's such a crazy journey that we've been on together, and I am available anytime you need.
Definitely.
Royal fashion or anything.
Definitely. I love that. That's, you know, and now the Princess Diana's Kristen Stewart movie is about to come out. So it's kind of like a full circle moment.
No, it's almost like we were in the movie.
Exactly. Well, we wish you nothing but the best. And thank you so much for everything that you've done for the show. You're going to be greatly missed.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you so much for having me for so long. It's been so much fun. And yeah, I am going to really miss you so
much. Definitely. I'm going to miss you too. And I know all of our royal viewers are going to miss you as well. And of course, they had a lot of stuff to say about last week's show. So let's dive right into it. Kicking it off with Tracy, who says, I believe most of the British public will never accept Harry back after what he's done to their queen and country. So he's better off staying with Meghan. I feel like that's kind of true. I think the British public really have a sour taste in their mouth when it comes to Prince Harry.
Yeah, it seems like the majority feel that way, but you do still get some people saying good for them. You do.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there's definitely a mix of opinions. Moving on to A. Canson says, I think Prince William was very smart to include celebrities because they were talking to a younger audience. This actually got a lot of people talking last week when we said that the royal family is the most famous, one of the most famous people in the world, or one of the most famous families in the world. A lot of people are like, they're not celebrities, they're not famous, but they are well known.
I know. I don't get it. What is the negative connotation of celebrity? I don't understand. It just means a celebrated, well-known person. And if the royals aren't that, then who is?
Very, very true. And, you know, and I agree with that person that said that it was good that Prince William got celebrities involved because they have more outreach and his message is getting spread to a wider audience. So
hey, it's just a smart PR decision. It's
totally. Great. All right, next one goes to Lil Fex, says, I think Harry and Meghan didn't show up to the event because they don't want the gossip from UK people about the fight. All the attention should be on the Diana event. This, of course, was in response to Prince Harry opting not to attend the Princess Diana event, which was to thank all the donors for the statue. Makes a good point. Not sure if that's 100% true. I think that's maybe why Meghan kind of takes the backseat sometimes, because then it's all about Meghan. But I don't know. Maybe it's just he didn't feel the need to hop across the pond for just a one night event.
Yeah, it's interesting whenever this argument comes up that their presence takes attention off of things, because it's sort of true every time they go anywhere.
Right.
Like it's like, yes, it brings attention to the event, and it also diverts attention to them. So it's sort of like a double edged sword every time. So it is an interesting argument.
Definitely. All right. Well, let's move on to our royal roundup and kick it off with a health update on Queen Elizabeth. Now, the 95-year-old did return to royal duty this week, 6 days after spending the night in the hospital. And based on the photos, she looks fantastic. She did two virtual events from Windsor Castle and seems to be in good spirits.
Yeah, she looks great. So at Windsor Castle, she was virtually welcoming some newly appointed ambassadors to the UK. I think the palace is trying to send the message that it's business as usual after a little bit of a health scare. But it is kind of interesting that the hospital stay was not announced until a British tabloid, The Sun, sort of dragged it out of the palace spokespeople. So I don't know. What do you make of that?
That is interesting. I guess maybe they don't want to sound the alarm if it wasn't that big of a deal. Maybe she just had to, you know, I have no idea. I don't want to speculate at all, but you know, maybe she was just feeling a little under the weather and they just wanted to take some precautions and maybe they just felt it wasn't a big deal and were kind of hoping that it would just go away. But yes, it is interesting that they had to verify the report once it came out from the tabloids. All right. Well, let's move on to Prince William, because he reportedly gave his brother, Prince Harry, a shout out during a speech at the recent event honoring his mother, Princess Diana. Many are saying, oh, maybe this is a sign that the rift is, mellowing out, but I don't know about that.
I know. It was a pretty tepid mention. Yeah. All he really said was William made a brilliant speech saying thank you from him and Harry and how happy they both were with the statue.
Yeah. I guess it's a small shout out.
Yeah, but it's literally saying his name. I mean, it's kind of sad that that's where the bar is right now.
Right, seriously. But it seems like, it was a nice event thanking donors and it was nice for them to give back. And, the statue was something that William and Harry did work on together for a long period of time. They got approval of the design and things like that. So they were, I guess it was like a start to finish thing. And, William wanted to acknowledge him, which I think is the right thing to do.
Yes, because the reports would have been even crazier if he hadn't acknowledged it.
can't win at all, no matter what you say or do. All right, well, Duchess Kate made a speech during Addiction Awareness Week and emphasized the importance of empathy and compassion during treatment. Take a look at this.
I fully support the Taking Action on Addiction campaign to improve awareness and understanding of addiction. The campaign will show us that not only do many people recover from addiction, they can go on to prosper.
Yeah, she gave a few minute speech all about addiction awareness and how people should, have some compassion when people are going through this treatment, because you never really know what people are going through.
Yeah, I think it's really great whenever the royals talk about removing taboos and shame from certain issues, because that is an area where they really can do a lot of good. Like, just to talk about it can really benefit people a lot. So, and we don't really hear from her that much. So anytime we hear from her, and she had that bright red ensemble on, like, people are going to pay attention. So that was cool.
Yeah, definitely. And I loved her ensemble. I loved her hair. She looks fantastic. All right. Well, let's move right along to the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall. They will go on their first royal tour after 2 years, and they were going to visit Jordan and Egypt next month, which is pretty cool. So yeah, this is the first time that they are going on an official royal tour since before the pandemic.
Yeah. So like you said, they're going to Jordan and Egypt, and the focus is sort of on holy sites and interfaith events that will promote tolerance between different religions, which is something that Charles has been really passionate about for a while. He's floated the idea that when the Queen passes away, he would like to become head of all faiths in the UK instead of just head of the Church of England. Like, he kind of wants to be more tolerant of all of the different religions and everything and make them all part of daily life. So I guess this is a first step toward doing that.
Pretty cool. That's pretty interesting. And then he also made an appearance recently, and he made a speech and was making some jokes in this speech too, which you don't really see his playful side all too often.
Yeah, he made a very self-deprecating joke. He said, I remember there were an enormous number of people trying to get in as they were waiting for me to get out. He was talking about an event that he had been at, and he said, story of my life.
Oh, poor Prince Charles knows that everybody wants Prince William to be king.
It's sometimes when he tries to be self-deprecating, it just comes across, oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not the best joke, but got a few laughs out of people, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, Duchess Meghan penned an open letter to Congress discussing paid family leave, arguing that no family should have to choose between earning a living and having the freedom to take care of their child. She opened up a little bit about her own experience being a mom of two and saying, even though that they are in a place of privilege, not everybody can afford to take 3 months off and not have an income.
Right. And she wrote the letter to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer because, in Congress right now, they're talking about that. And I mean, she didn't refer to the UK specifically, but the UK and most of Europe already has these laws in place. It's like crazy that the U.S. doesn't have anything in writing about this. So
it's insane. It really is. But
it really is. But a lot of people over here are actually taking issue with the fact that she is sort of trying to, quote unquote, influence politics and using the stationery with her title on it. Yeah. And it is a little bit of like a slippery slope, but you know, she is just writing as a concerned citizen. She lives in California. Nancy Pelosi is a California senator. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, if she knows firsthand what it's like. She took a maternity leave. But yes, you said a lot of places over in Europe have a great family leave system in place where the U.S. doesn't. I mean, as a mom of two, I mean, we're still working from home, which is really nice. But when I had my first daughter and I had to go back after 12 weeks, a lot of people don't even have 12 weeks, which is crazy. Oh. But you're not even ready to go back, like physically, emotionally. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's absurd. It shouldn't be. There should be no mom or dad even on the planet that has to do that. It's crazy.
It is crazy. But all right. Well, now it is time to spill the royal tea. And I love this. Adele weighed in on whether she is Team Harry or Team William. So, Molly, what side does she fall on?
She drew out her answer a little. She kept us in suspense. It was in a 73 questions video for Vogue, but she confessed that she is a Prince Harry girl.
She is.
And yeah, I guess it's not that surprising because she also moved to California from the UK. Yep. I think they probably have hung out, wouldn't you say?
I would think so. I mean, she has talked about in the past that she had a crush on Prince Harry. And when Harry married Meghan, she posted a selfie of her, on Instagram, you know, congratulating them and saying how Princess Diana would be so proud. So it seems like she's been in Harry's corner for quite some time.
Absolutely. And I think they're both friends with James Corden. So yes. I'm sure there's been a dinner party or two.
I would love to be a fly on the wall at that dinner party. Yeah. Well, it appears that Duchess Catherine and Prince William will be making a trip to the U.S. in 2022 for the second annual Earthshot Awards. This is pretty cool. It seems like they are going to take the award show overseas.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting, obviously, because Meghan and Harry live in the U.S. now. So everyone's going to be wondering, will they be involved or will they, you know, stay separated the whole time? What do you think? Do you think that they'll...
I think it would be a great opportunity for them to kind of come together and, you know, and bring light to a cause that both are probably super passionate about. And I think it would make for a really great moment. But who knows if that will happen. Like you said, if Harry and Meghan show up, then all the attention is on them and not on what the award show is really about. But hopefully by that time, the dust will settle a little bit more and they can kind of come together.
If it doesn't, then the chatter around it is going to be at a fever pitch. If they can't get it together by next year to all work together on something, I just don't think they'll ever get it together.
No, I don't think so either. And it's actually been a minute since William and Kate were in the U.S. I think they haven't been here since 2014, right?
Right. In 2014, they visited New York and they went all over the place. They actually hit a lot of the same spots, I think, that Meghan and Harry hit on their little mini tour last month. You know, I remember LeBron James took a photo with them and got in trouble for putting his arms around them. And it's like, this is America. We put our arms around people when we take pictures.
Right. Sorry. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they met Jay-Z and Beyonce at the, I think it was a Knicks game. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was such a fun little royal tour, like lots of great photos and fun moments. So it'll be really great to see them go back into the U.S. again.
Definitely. Can't wait to see where they take the Earthshot Awards. All right. Well, it is time to break down our royal rules. And to help us do that is author of Meghan and the Unmasking of the Monarchy, Andrew Morton, who we spoke to last week. But we had so much more content to share with you guys that we wanted to give you part two of our conversation with Andrew. And he spoke about why he thinks Princess Diana was the third wheel in Harry and Meghan's marriage and what she would feel of their royal departure. Take a look.
There were some discrepancies between, you know, the coverage around whether they wanted Prince Charles to give Archie a title or not, and whether that had anything to do with security. What is the truth behind that?
Before Archie was born, they made it perfectly clear that they didn't want a title for him because they would off for him or her because let the child decide whether they want a title or not. And there was this, then we get into the whole business of whether or not a member of the royal family talked about the colour of the skin of Archie and whether that was graduated. The darker the skin, the less the protection and the less likely of getting a title. There was, as they both were well aware of, no chance of getting a title until Prince Charles takes over, because they're only given the title Prince or Princess if you're the son or grandson of the reigning sovereign. Archie was the great grandson of the reigning sovereign. He could have taken the title the Earl of Dumbarton, which is an honorary title, but they decided against that because they felt that the word dumb in the word Dumbarton would have been used as mockery when Archie went to school. And again, it shows you their sensitivity to image, which is something which, you know, somebody was saying to me the other day that they contacted Team Sussex, and the first question they asked was, "What pictures are you using?" So, and that person thought, "That's everything you need to know about the Sussexes."
Yeah. Kind of jumping off that, do you see a difference in Harry now that he is in California and kind of, you know, rubbing elbows with these celebrities and being very picky choosy about, you know, the projects that they do have, like this Netflix deal, this Spotify deal? I mean, do you think that they're
They are now on a global stage known for their first names. You don't really think of them as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex anymore. You think about them as Meghan and Harry. They have got a prodigious address book, which is probably half the reason why Netflix and Spotify sign them up. I think that as far as they're concerned, they're going to have to learn very quickly how to be TV producers and learn how to pick the next Squid Game.
Totally.
So I mean, so really, they've got themselves a beautiful palace with 16 bathrooms, probably more than the Queen has. A garden that Prince Charles would be envious of. So they've got they're leading a very opulent life, and they have a path laid down for them by the Obamas, who have been very successful so far as TV producers. One of their offerings won an Emmy, and I think that they would like to go down that road.
You wrote that Diana is the third wheel in Harry and Meghan's marriage. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, virtually, I don't think a day goes by where Harry doesn't either make a decision based on what happened to his mother or reflect on his mother. And, you know, the fact that they first of all flew to Canada and then down to the West Coast was down to Harry's desire to protect his wife and his son. And as he said, you know, he didn't want what happened to his mother to happen to his wife, and he was fearful of that. I mean, there's no way that until he's reconciled to what happened to his mother, I think that the anger issues that he's faced and the hostility that he has to the media will never go away.
Yeah. How do you think Diana would really feel about Harry's departure and the way that he's conducted himself since and the projects he's aligned himself with?
Well, I think she'd be doing cartwheels. She'd be thrilled. I mean, she was at her zenith as an independent humanitarian who'd left the royal family. She left the royal family and, you know, she was visiting Angola. She was visiting Croatia. She was, going to glamorous events in New York. She was spending half her time in America. And she was very focused on possibly living in America. And there was talk of her buying somewhere in Malibu. So seeing that Harry has made him himself and Meghan independent humanitarians, irrespective of what the palace might say, she would have applauded that.
Yeah, I feel like he said, Princess Diana would definitely be in Harry and Meghan's corner through all this.
Yeah, I would say so too. I think she would be rooting on both of her sons and wanting them to make peace, because they do both have very different roles in life. And, you know, I think she understood that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, moving on to our royal history moment of the week. And we sat down with Shutterstock royal photographer Tim Rook, who told us the story behind one of the most talked about photographs of Queen Elizabeth. Take a look. I love your background because that's one of my favorite photos of the Queen. Do you remember like when you took that photo and did you realize like, oh my God, I'm sitting on a royal family photo gold?
Well, to be fair, I wasn't the only photographer that got it. I think it was the Queen's, it was one of the Jubilees, or maybe it was the Queen's 90th birthday. And the whole of the Mall, which is the road that leads up to Buckingham Palace, it was filled with tables. They were going to have a big street party, but it had been pouring with rain. So the Queen was just waiting, and other members of the royal family were waiting before they came out. It wasn't me that spotted it to start with, but someone saw someone fiddling with the curtains, and we were miles away from it. Because actually, if you look at the full picture, it's got half of the front of Buckingham Palace on it.
Right.
So it's obvious. I think actually there's someone else peering out the window from the next window. But obviously, I've cropped that out.
Right. I love it. So great. It's got to be so interesting to go back through like your camera lens when you get home and you're like, oh my God, I just struck royal photography gold, and I'm going to have a photograph that's going to be talked about for quite many years down the line.
Right. I cannot imagine what that must be like. Yeah. It's so interesting.
It really is. It really is. All right. Well, before we wrap up, we have to check in on the royal kids, and Prince William and Duchess Kate have taken the family on a bit of a holiday.
Yes, this was so cute. They were photographed getting into the airport at the Windsor entrance, which is the VVIP entrance. It's named after them. I mean, imagine being a little kid and walking into the airport in the VVIP entrance that's named after your family.
That's nice.
And it looks like they're going somewhere warm, right?
Yeah, it looks like it. And, you know, they're on like the kids are on, I forget the name of the break that they call it, but they're on the half term break. So they get like a nice week off. And it's actually interesting. A lot of people were mentioning that usually royal families can't fly together, but it looks like they are kind of broke that royal family rule and we're all on a plane together.
That's nice, I guess. It's a weird thing to think about. It's just like
it is a weird thing to think about, but yeah, so it seems like they're on holiday and hopefully they're having a nice relaxing time.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Royally Us. Molly, thank you so much again. And I wish you nothing but the best and can't wait to see where you take your podcast. I'm so excited to listen.
Thank you so much. And thank you to all of our viewers and listeners. I have appreciated you guys so much. Even when you leave slightly trolly comments, because we love a debate.
We definitely do. We definitely do. Well, Molly, thank you again. And thank you guys so much for watching and commenting. Keep doing that. Keep subscribing. And we will see you next week for Royally Us. Bye, guys.